And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, we do this every Sunday morning at 11:30 with round two at 12:30. Radio shortest quiz. And joining us, one of our regular contestants, who's had a bit of an eventful time since we last spoke to her. Let's say good morning to Ange Fairweather. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave. You okay?
I'm fine, thank you, but I'm guessing you're a bit tired this morning.
I have been an 18-hour drive in the car. Well, I didn't drive. My friend Phil drove. But 18 hours to get from France to here. Back about 2 a.m. this morning.
Right. Now is that a, I've never driven to France. Is that a good time or not?
Well, we were closer to the Alps near Geneva in a place called Annecy. So it is quite a trek through France. And then, obviously, from Calais then to here.
Right. But it was worth it because you had a great holiday, I believe.
We had a great... We were listening to you last week on the boat.
Yes, I gave you a mention then, yeah.
I know, I heard it.
And nobody fell off the boat then?
No.
Thankfully.
No, we got thrown in a few times, but we didn't fall off.
Right. So have you been to bed since you got in at 2 o'clock or not?
Yeah, I went to sleep about 5 and I got up about 7. So I had a couple of hours. Early night tonight.
I suspect so. And is it back to work tomorrow?
Back to work tomorrow.
Wonderful. Back to reality. Right, okay. So fingers crossed you're going to be awake enough to get some of these right anyway. So the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions. Have to accept your first answer, as you know. But if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck. And here they come. Which 90s reptiles gave Partners in Crime a number one?
The Teenage Ninja Turtles.
Whose first hit in 1971 was If Not For You?
Olivia Newton-John.
Which Fern sang Together We Are Beautiful?
Kenny.
From which country did Johnny Logan win the Eurovision Song Contest?
Yeah.
Who sang about Major Tom stranded in space?
David Bowie.
Who had a triple platinum album called Zenyatta Mondatta in the 80s?
O'Malley.
Which family of brothers wrote Barbara Streisand's hit Women in Love? Whose first album in 64 was called Blue Jean?
David Bowie.
How many members of the Police were there?
Three.
In which decade was Cliff Richard born?
40s.
Who had a number one hit with Super Trooper?
ABBA.
Which Brenda had a hit with Speak to Me Pretty?
Lee.
And which Matt and Luke were in a trio with Craig Logan? And you can answer... Okay, another pretty good round, I think. Let's just tote them up. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions right. Well done. So the long drive home hasn't affected your ability to answer music questions anyway?
No, you know what I'm like with my music, I love music.
You do indeed, yeah, yeah. And what would you say was your favourite decade if you had to choose just 80s. One? The 1980s, yeah. Right, great decade for music. Right, so the couple of you missed out on, both tricky questions. Who had a triple and platinum album called Zenyatta Mondatta in the 80s? It was the Police, who of course featured in another question, but... that was the answer to that one. And an understandable wrong answer for the other one. Whose first album in 64 was called Blue Jean? And you were thinking, of course, of the Gene Genie and David Bowie.
Yeah.
But it was a bit before his time, before he became famous. It was actually another Gene Pitney.
I never got them.
No, well, you did pretty well. 11 out of 13 with no passes at all. It's going to be a difficult score to beat. But thanks for taking part and have an early night tonight.
I will. Can I just say happy birthday to my dad? It's his birthday and Father's Day.
Oh, right. So he's a double celebration for him, a birthday and a Father's Day as well.
Big 71. Happy birthday, Fossil.
Right. Right. I hope he has a great time. And thanks again, Anne.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round two of the quiz. You're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Ange Fairweather get a score of 11 out of 13, with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score this week and be declared the 60-second challenge champion. Say good afternoon to Patricia Goff. Hi, Patricia.
Oh, hi, Dave.
What are you up to today, apart from being on the radio with me?
I might go and see my boyfriend's family for Father's Day.
Right.
And a few drinks, maybe a bite soon.
Right, you're breaking up a bit there. I don't know whether you can perhaps just move around to a slightly better spot to get a better signal.
Is that better?
That's a little bit better, yes. So you're going out with the fam. Are you going for a meal?
I think we just going to have a few drinks and some bar smart setting.
Oh, that sounds very civilised, so enjoy that. You were probably too busy to listen to Ange an hour ago, but as I just said, she got 11 out of 13, which is a tricky score to beat, but if anybody can do it, you're probably the person. All right. Right, so the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you know, because you've done it loads of times before. But if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Thank you.
Right, and here they come. Which Enya hit was subtitled Sail Away? Which sporting event was One Moment in Time written for? Which singer had a number one hit in 1981 with Begin the Begin? Which Johnny was nicknamed the Man in Black?
Johnny Carr.
What do the letters LP stand for in music? What was the name of Bill Haley's backing group? Whose first hit in 1960 was Only the Lonely?
Roy Orbison.
Complete this 90s band name, East.
Seven.
Which Brothers in Arms had Money for Nothing in album terms? In which decade was Celine Dion born? Say that again.
The 60s.
The 60s, okay. Which Scottish singer's first husband was Maurice Gibb of the Bee Gees? And you can answer that.
Lulu.
You're going to go for Lulu on that one. Well, that was a pretty impressive round. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. And you got all 11 questions right. So that means it's a dead heat this week because neither you or Ange passed on any questions at all. So we will declare you joint 60-second challenge champions for this week. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy your drinks and your bar snacks later on, and we'll have you back on the radio again in the next few weeks. All right?
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Patricia. Bye-bye now. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye.